This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Houston police are investigating after an officer shot a man this morning. They say the man tried to flee after a chase and a crash and fired at police. It happened on Antoine near U.S. 290 around 9 this morning. The man was taken to a local hospital. Police learned he had a warrant for felony theft, and another person in the car was also wanted on felony charges. Some new Texas laws are now in effect. More from News 88.7's Tom Perumian.
The so-called bathroom bill requires people in government buildings or schools to use the bathroom associated with the sex listed at birth. House Bill 7 allows any private citizen to sue anyone who manufactures, prescribes, or mails abortion medication into Texas. House Bill 25 authorizes pharmacies to sell ivermectin, an antiparasitic drug that was controversially used to treat COVID-19. And House Bill 18 creates penalties for lawmakers who break quorums.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is proposing giving Texas newborns $1,000. News 88.7's Matt Harab explains.
Patrick's proposal would be in addition to a federal program that is set to give American babies $1,000 each to invest in the stock market. The lieutenant governor says this proposal would be a priority during the state's 2027 legislative session. He's naming it the New Little Texans Savings Fund. The initiative would cost the state around $440 million per year, which is less than 1% of the state budget for the next 2 years. Patrick says he would seek to pass a constitutional amendment making the program permanent.
Over 90,000 cubic yards of sand have been added to West Galveston Beach since early October. It's part of a project to combat erosion and protect the Texas coast from storm damage. The Texas General Land Office says it hopes to complete the work by next month. Cloudy and breezy this evening. Overnight low goes down to about 45 degrees. Cloudy skies tomorrow, 40% chance of rain. High near 48. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 8.